talking about the Shani Parakei Mishnah text, Misha Hayu Peroiso Rechoikim Mimenu. Somebody who's put far away from him. And it's almost time for the beer. It's almost Erev Yom Tov Rishon, the fourth and seventh year. And he has not yet given a Trumas HaMaisrus to the Kohen and Levi. Tzarech L'kro Lahem Shem. He has to specify which Kohen and Levi he's giving it to. And he has to make a kinyan so that the Kohen and Levi will acquire the Trumas HaMaisrus prior to Erev Yom Tov Rishon of the fourth and seventh year. There was a story with Rabbi Gamliel and the elders that were traveling on a boat. And Rabbi Gamliel had a field. And they had not yet given the miser for the produce of that field. And it was almost time for the beer. And by the time he would get to the field, it would be too late. I'm Rabbi Gamliel. Ether Shani Yasu Lamba, Nasim Le Yeshua, Umakoma Muskur Lo. Rabbi Yeshua was traveling on the boat with Rabbi Gamliel. And Rabbi Yeshua was a lady. So Rabbi Gamliel wanted to give the miser Rishon to Rabbi Yeshua. So he said, the miser Rishon I'm going to measure out when I get to my field is right now going to be given to Rabbi Yeshua. And the piece of ground that the Maaser Rishon is on is rented to Rabbi Yeshua, and they made a kinyan on that piece of ground. And with that kinyan is also Kona the Maaser. This is called kinyan agav. When you make a kinyan on a piece of karka, you could be Kona other things as well together with the karka. So it's Kona the piece of karka plus the Maaser. So now that Rabbi Yeshua is Kona the Maaser belongs to Rabbi Yeshua. Yisra Acher Shani Yasu Bama Nasim Akiva Ben Yosef Sheyiz Kabola Ania Umakomo Muskerlo. Rabbi Akiva is also traveling on the boat with Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Akiva was a Gabbai Tzedakah. So Rabbi Gamliel wanted to give his Maaser Ani to Rabbi Akiva. And in the third year of Shemitah, he gave Maaser Ani instead of Maaser Sheni. So he said, the Maaser Ani that I'm going to measure out when I get to my field is given to Rabbi Akiva Ben Yosef, that he will take the Maaser Ani to be given out to the Aniyim. And the place where the Maaser Ani is rented to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva will make a kinyan to rent a piece of earth where the Maaser Ani could be found. And he'll be called to the Maaser Ani with kinyan agav, with the kinyan on the piece of karka. Rabbi Akiva is making, he'll also be called to the Maaser Ani to be given to the Aniyim. Now Rabbi Gamliel has given his Maaser Rishon to Rabbi Yeshua and the Maaser Ani to Rabbi Akiva, who is a Gabbai Tzedakah. And the Truma he doesn't have to give because the Truma he had already given before he came on the trip. So now the only thing that's left to do is for Rabbi Yeshua to give Trumas Maaser from the Maaser Rishon that he made a kinyan on. And that's the din. When a Levi receives Maaser Rishon, he has to separate 10% to give it to a Kohen. So the Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Ether Shani Yasid Lamu, Nasim La Lada Ben Azaria, Umakomo Muskerlo, Veniskablu Zem Yizeschor. Rabbi Yeshua said, the Trumas Maaser I'm going to measure out when I receive the Maaser Rishon should be given right now to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was traveling on the boat with them, and he was a Kohen. And he ran to the piece of earth that the Trumas Maaser could be found to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and he received car, he received money from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah for the rental that the Kenyan Kesef, for the rental that is renting to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the piece of car, and together with the piece of car that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is renting, so will also be Kona the Trumas Maaser. And that way, Rabbi Yeshua has now given the Trumas Maaser to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Sechas Maaser Sheni Parakei Mishnah Yud B'Mincha V'Yatzeh V'Achron Hayu Misfadim. At Mincha time, in the last day of Pesach, that's when the Bidui Maaser was done. That's when the confession of the Maaser was done. As previously we've been talking about beer Maaser, disposing of the Maaser. When Klai Yisrael went up to Yerushalayim, the fourth and seventh year of Shemitah, they would do the beer Maaser on Erev Pesach. They would get rid of all the Maasers in Erev Pesach, giving the Maaser Rishon to the Levi, and the Trumas Maaser to the Kohen, the Maaser Ani, to the Ani. And any Maaser Sheni or Netzer Ravai that they cannot eat during Pesach, they would dispose of, leaving over just a little bit of Maaser Sheni and Netzer Ravai that could be eaten during the Yontif. And then, on the last day of Yontif, by the time they finished eating all the Maaser Sheni and Netzer Ravai in their possession, they would say the Vidui Maaser, they would confess to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they have properly disposed of the Maaser. As the Pasuk says in Kisavo, from Arzulf Nei Hashem Elokecha say before Hashem your God, B'arzi HaKodesh Ben Abayit have disposed of the Kodesh from the house. B'gam Nesativ LaLevi V'Lager LaYasom V'LaAmana, and I also have given it to the Levi, to the Ger, to the orphan, and to the widow, K'chom Mitzvotcha Asher to be sunny. Look, all of your mitzvah that you commanded me, Lo Avarti Mimitzvotcha, I did not transgress your mitzvah, nor did I forget it. This is the lesson of the Vidui Maaser that the Pasuk says. And this mission will go on to explain exactly
what the Vidya Meister means. Take that Hayah Vidya. How do they do the Vidya Meister? How do they confess that the Baruch about the Meister is at Mincha time, in the last day of Pesach, of the fourth and seventh year of Shemitah? They would say the following: Be'arzi ha-Kodesh min ha-Bayis. I have disposed of the Kodesh from the house. What is the Kodesh referring to? The Meister Sheni and Nesser Ravai. Meister Sheni and Nesser Ravai is referred to as Kodesh. It has Kedusha. And your mitzvah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you have disposed of the Meister Sheni and Nesser Ravai. You no longer have any in your possession. Nisativ v'Levi. You say in the Vida Meister that you have given it to the Levi. That Meister Levi. This is referring to Meister Rishon, which is given to the Levi. Now the Pasuk says, V'gam nesativ l'levi. What is the word gam referring to? So the Mishnah says, V'gam nesativ zu truma, who truma is ma'aser. That's referring to truma. He is confessing that he's given the truma to the Kohen. And it's also referring to truma's ma'aser. The lady that receives ma'aser rishon has to give 10% to the Kohen, which is called truma's ma'aser. La'ger le'yasom v'la'amana. It says that you have given the ma'aser to the ger yasom and amana. What type of ma'aser is given to the ger yasom and amana? The Ma'aser Ani, this is referring to the Ma'aser Ani. The Ma'aser Ani is what's taken off on the third and sixth year instead of Ma'aser Sheni. Ma'aser Sheni is taken on the first and second year of Shemitah and on the fourth and fifth year of Shemitah, while Ma'aser Ani is taken on the third and sixth year of Shemitah. The Ma'aser Ani is given to the poor, so it's given to the Ger Yasum and Amana, who do not have funds and need to receive tzedakah. It's also referring to Leket Shechah and Peah, which is left in the field for the Aniyim, even though if you did not dispose of all your leket, shikha, and peah, that would not stop you from saying the vidui. Meaning to say, if you have not disposed of your trumas and maizers properly, you cannot say the vidui. If you still have some trumas and maizers left in your house, you can't say the vidui. But leket, shikha, and peah would not be ma'akir the vidui. If you still have leket, shikha, and peah that have not been given to the aniyim, you can still say the vidui. But still, the ger liyasa l'amana also refers to leket, shikha, and peah. Min habayin zu chalo. When it says, the art of HaKadosh min HaBayis, I got rid of the Kadosh from the house. Min HaBayis is referring to challah. Challah is taken off in the house. When you make dough, that's when you take off the challah and you're confessing that you have given the challah to the Kohen.